Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the etiquette of sleeping, of lying down, sitting, etiquette of a gathering, companionship and dreams. So we are at the part or the section of this particular chapter where we'll be discussing how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down, his posture of lying down at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take rest, and at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep. So today's hadith, An Ya'ish al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu qala abi baynama ana muttaji'un fil masjid ala bat rajulun yuharrikuni birijlihi faqal inna hadhihi dhija'atun yubghiduha Allah faqal fanadhartu faidha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Ya'ish ibn Tikhfa al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that my father said that once whilst I was lying down on my stomach in the masjid, a man suddenly shook me with his foot and said that this manner of lying down is despised by Allah Ta'ala. He said, I looked up and it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one hadith we know, that man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. That whoever sees something wrong taking place, then he should change it with his hand. Your hand doesn't only mean that the person changes it with his hand itself, means he takes some type of physical action to try and change the condition. This also is a good indication of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see something wrong and he would change it physically. So he explains, he said that his father mentioned that once whilst I was lying down on my stomach in the masjid. So what was he doing? He was lying in a posture that was not disliked. As we'll go on, we'll explain that he was not lying on his right hand side, he was not lying on his back, nor was he lying on his left hand side, he was lying flat on his stomach in the masjid. So when he was lying in this posture, he says that a man suddenly shook me with his foot. When I looked up, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, he said that this manner of lying down is despised by Allah Ta'ala. He said, I looked up and it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first Rasulullah shook him with the foot, then he explained to him that this manner of lying down is despised by Allah Ta'ala. He looked up, it saw it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ulama explained that lying on one's stomach is disliked by Allah Ta'ala because it's against the etiquette taught in Islam. The reason for the prohibition of sleeping in this way is explained in the hadith of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked by him whilst he was lying down on his stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tapped him with his blessed foot and said, O Junaidib, this is the posture of the people of Jahannam. This is the posture of the people of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked imitating the people, the evil people of this dunya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also disliked imitating the people of Jahannam, even that side. So therefore we find how careful we should be that we should not be imitating those that disobey Allah Ta'ala in any way. Even the posture also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like, that this posture of the people of Jahannam, you imitating them by sleeping in that posture. Just a few points. Ulama mentioned four postures of sleeping on one's back. This is the posture of the messengers who contemplate over the creation of Allah Ta'ala whilst relaxing in this state. So here we find that to lie down on one's back is permissible. Person is lying down, he's not sleeping now, he's just lying down, he's contemplating, he's taking some rest. So to lie on one's back is permissible. The next is to lie on one's right hand side. This is the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama and the righteous people, they would make it a point of sleeping or resting on the right hand side. On one's left hand side, this is generally the posture of the kings and the wealthy. They generally would lie on the left hand side. On one's stomach, this is the posture of shaitan and the inmates of Jahannam. At all costs, we should try and avoid. Yes, if a person has got, like I met a person recently, he's got a back operation that he went for, and it's still very, very sore, he explains, that he can't put any pressure on the back at all. So for a person like that, if he can't put pressure on the back, he's getting some pains on his arms, then for a person out of absolute necessity, it will be permissible if a person takes rest on his stomach. But here what the hadith is teaching us, out of no need, where a person is sleeping on his stomach, he's lying on his stomach, this should be avoided at all costs. Like how we want the best as far as our dunya is concerned, We should want the best as far as our deen is concerned. Go for the best posture, sleeping on the right hand side. Remember something, there will be many medical advantages also of sleeping on the right hand side. Obviously, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has done it. But we don't do it because of medical benefits. We do it because this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Day after sleeping on the right hand side, a person will need to turn. There is no harm. He can turn to his left. A person may turn to his back. But there is no harm. But at least we should start at the sleep. When we go to sleep, we start off on the right hand side. And day after, if we need to change our posture, we change our posture. But we should not sleep on our stomach. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.